Well, we, of course, during the Gospel of, during the season of Advent, we get all kinds of readings from the prophets, mostly from the prophet Isaiah. And there are two senses in which you can take these prophecies. One way is what might be called the intended or more literal sense. And a second way is what's sometimes called the fuller sense. So, you know, when a prophet, you know, makes an oracle, right, the prophet's oracle kind of goes into the future, and of course, until it, you know, it doesn't return until it becomes fulfilled in history. Now, what's so interesting about so many of these prophetic oracles is they do have what might be called the intended or literal sense. So especially for the prophet Isaiah, the intention is to talk about, you know, Israel coming back from exile. So essentially, you know, when we're talking about first Isaiah, which is written before the exile, there's going to be prophecies about the exile and about the return from the exile. With Deutero-Isaiah, right, mostly about return from the exile, and Trito-Isaiah from, of course, the return from the exile. So that's the more intended sense. But then as you're reading this, you know, you can't help it. You know, along with all the fathers of the church, as you're reading these prophets of prophecies of Isaiah or the other prophets that we have, you know, listed out so wonderfully during Advent, that kind of the Messiah, that great hymn of Handel's, kind of follows, right? You'll notice you just can't take it as the return from the exile. Something more is in these oracles. Something more about this holy way, which we're reading about, where if somebody is on it and stays on it, they're not going to, you know, fall off, as it were, right? Something more, you know, is being talked about, you know, when you talk about the child will come and, you know, put his hand on the adder's lair, and well, you know, the cow's going to be sitting there grazing with the lion and so forth, or the bear, and the lion is going to be, you know, there with you know, another docile animal, and everybody's going to be at peace. It's just not about returning from the exile. What, you know, obviously the early church fathers and especially Saint Augustine noticed is there's so much more. There's this fuller sense in this prophecy, and the fuller sense is like a double fuller sense. The first sense, fuller sense, is Jesus. Jesus is the first new fulfillment of the prophecy. So especially when we hear, you know, the what's called the third and fourth suffering servant songs, right? There's just no question that Jesus is the fulfillment of those prophecies. Even though Isaiah is saying, my servant Israel, my servant Israel. I mean, it just couldn't be any clearer that Jesus is the fulfillment, the absolute fulfillment. And today and yesterday, when we hear these prophecies, right, we know that there's even the second coming of Jesus, which will be, of course, the heavenly kingdom, the new Jerusalem, which is going to be a place of complete peace. And we sort of see a sort of a unity, you know, of this holy way that Isaiah is talking about in today's reading. And that's kind of like Jesus is the way. He is the holy way. And if we keep our, you know, selves focused on him and intending to follow him, albeit imperfectly, we can make mistakes, we can obviously sin. That's why we have the sacrament of confession. That's why we have the other sacraments. Yes, that's true, but he is the way. And if we kind of stick with him, stick with his mercy, stick with the unconditional love that'll pull us right back on the way if we're drifting, just keep our eyes focused on him in the church, in the sacraments, in his word, right? We're going to get to heaven. We're going to get to this fulfillment that Isaiah talks about, that second fuller sense, where we get to the point of the New Jerusalem, the heavenly kingdom, where truly everyone will be at peace. Children can actually play right next to the cobra and put their hand on the adder's lair. The bear and the cow will just be very much at home together. The lion will be there with the sheep, no problem, right? There's going to be peace over my whole land. And today we get the same kind of descriptions, these incredibly beautiful descriptions from Isaiah of what this blessing of the New Jerusalem, the fulfillment of the kingdom of God, the second coming, after the second coming of Jesus, what it is to be like for us. The images are nature images, or images of feasts, or images, right, of, you know, the angels, you know, in complete harmony with humankind. But all these images are this kind of fuller sense represented by the second coming of Jesus. And of course, my own belief, you know, I can't help it. You know, I just look at Isaiah, and this guy, he's speaking prophetic truth. His word given by the Spirit of God has gone out into the future, found its first fulfillment in the return from the exile, the second fulfillment in the coming of the Messiah, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and we'll find, I have no doubt, its third fulfillment as truthfully as it's found the first two in the second coming of Jesus and in our corporate collective appearance in the kingdom of God, which will be our joy forever. Amen.